1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. That high-profile South Carolina wife and son murder case ends with a very short jury deliberation. Our reports start with that jury's decision, reported by CBS's Steve Futterman.
It found Alec Murdoch guilty on all four counts, including two counts of murder. Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste at the courthouse.
This was a case that the prosecution reiterated over and over again that Alec Murdoch is a liar. He lied about whether or not he was near the crime scene just before the murders. And then he said on the stand that he was, that he'd lied for a decade about financial crimes. He'd lied about an opioid addiction to his friends and his family.
The case received nationwide attention as Murdoch, from a prominent South Carolina family, denied killing his wife Maggie and son Paul. Law professor Lori Levinson.
They had a motive for him, the opportunity, and the evidence that he was offering just didn't make sense.
Our weather watch this overnight starts in Texas, where we're listening to hail, one part of a storm system that has now gotten about 145,000 utility customers into the dark. That means a lot more people. There have been hundreds of flights canceled in Dallas, and now there are tornado watches in parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. This, the same system that dumped huge amounts of snow in California, which expects to get some more. In Washington, the House Ethics Committee unanimously votes to investigate the Republican New York Congressman George Santos, who admits fabricating much of his life history and who is now the subject of numerous local, state, federal, and international investigations. A month after the Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, officials of the railroad meet there with skeptical, if not angry, residents.
Every person that I've talked to that's reached out to me does not feel comfortable in their own home. They either have severe issues, reactions, their kids vomiting, nosebleeds, numbness in their mouth, numbness in their fingers. They have stomach cramping. They have diarrhea.
The Centers for Disease Control reports a most unusual death in Florida.
The CDC says the man died from a brain-eating amoeba last month after rinsing his sinuses with tap water. Experts are still investigating the death, but suspect an organism called Naegleria fowleri may have caused it. It's found in freshwater like lakes and rivers and your tap, which is why anytime you need to rinse your sinuses, the CDC says you should boil water and let it cool or use distilled water. But it insists people cannot get sick from drinking tap water. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
In Los Angeles, there's a $25,000 reward for suspects involved in a theft ring that has been targeting armored vehicles, robbing victims at gunpoint over the past year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe, done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limits apply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 20. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. About an inch of snow Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 24.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy, what is it, Thursday? and quite a day it is. What do the Republican seditionists offer us other than ripping America apart and oligarchy? We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, Republican operatives are increasingly saying the quiet part out loud, basically kill transgender people, or at least kill transgenderism. How do we fix the FBI? They undermined the Russia investigation. They tried to block the Mar-a-Lago search. There's something going on that's not kosher there. We'll talk about that also. At the top of our second hour, Phil Eitner is going to drop by. Well, you know, he will come in via Skype or whatever from on the ground in Kyiv, Ukraine. Also in the second hour, a Florida woman has to suffer with a doomed baby in her uterus because the Republicans are all about cruelty. In our third hour, Catherine Lewandowski is going to drop by. A new plan to bring universal health care state by state. This is an important one, so you're going to want to hear that. And some senators are stepping up for expanding the Supreme Court, you know, which is a pretty amazing thing. So, you know, lots of cool stuff going on. And a geeky science about deforestation. I'll give you the details on that in the third hour of our program today. But to kick the show off today, or the program off today, we have this... Well, you know, I wrote this piece called What Do the GOP Seditionists Offer Us Other Than Ripping America Apart? An oligarchy. Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling for an American divorce, right? I think it's time that we actually have a serious conversation about this. She apparently sees herself as a modern-day John C. Calhoun, the great nullifier, the guy who argued, you know, basically led the South into the Civil War over a 20-year period. And she started this secession propaganda campaign, much like Calhoun did. His started in 1833. That was the year that he left the White House. He was vice president under Andrew Jackson. He left the White House and went back to the Senate and became, like, you know, the leader of the secession movement. And it took him 25 years, roughly, a little less than that, 22 years, I guess, to talk the South into seceding from the United States. Today, arguably, you know, if Marjorie Taylor Greene, she wants to do the same thing, of course, if that's the case, between electronic media providing instant communication and AR-15s being much more efficient killing machines than anything the Confederacy had, apparently the heirs to Calhoun's sedition think they can pull it off a whole lot faster. I mean, you know, Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey recently suggested that the tipping point, the second American Civil War, will come when, quote, 30-40% could agree that the American government was a legitimate tyranny and is needed to be thrown off, end quote. He then openly argues that American fascists should be sufficiently well-armed to take on the U.S. Marines. This is the same guy, by the way, who tweeted a Christmas picture of himself, his wife, and his three sons, as I recall, each one cradling an assault weapon, with a caption that said, "Santa, bring more bullets." He said, though they, that is those trying to bring down the American government, need to have sufficient firepower without asking for extra permission. It should be right there and completely available to them in their living room in order to affect the change, you know, of our form of government. Make no mistake about it. This is sedition. This is anti-American. It's pro-fascist. Yesterday on this program, Mark Pocan, Congressman Mark Pocan, said it was almost treason. I would drop the almost. I mean, Green even said out loud the part Republicans for 25 years have been trying not to say out loud, which is that they don't think that Democrats should be allowed to vote if they live in red states. When a resolution came to the House floor last week condemning Putin's ally Assad, the dictator of Syria, the only two no votes came from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massie. Dictatorship good? Democracy bad. It's an old song. I mean, keep in mind, the Civil War wasn't just about slavery. It was primarily about preserving the wealth of the Southern oligarchs. Now, they made that wealth through slavery. It was the source of their wealth. But they had seized so much power in the Deep South that by the 1840s, the South had ceased to be a democracy, even for white people. In fact, during that, just that one decade of the 1840s, just that one 10-year period, over 800,000 enslaved Africans were brought into the Deep South. 800,000 people. And what this did was it completely disrupted the lives of poor whites in the Deep South who had had jobs before that working on these plantations. Now their jobs were gone. They were unemployed. And, you know, and they were having to compete against essentially, you know, literally slave labor. And they got pissed. They were seriously upset. Like, what the hell happened to our middle class here? A third of the whites prior to 1840 in the South who were not slave owners were middle class. One third of them. That got wiped out in the 1840s. Hinton Helper was a fellow from the South. He moved up to Maryland, and he wrote a book. It was published in 1857 called The Impending Crisis of the South. This was the second best-selling book, the third best-selling book of the entire 19th century, behind Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, which was number one, and Democracy in America by Alexis de Tocqueville, which was number two. Number three was The Impending Crisis of the South, and number four was Trilby, which I write about in my book on Walking Your Blues Away. But in any case, Hinton Helper wrote in 1857, 3 years, 4 years before the Civil War started, he said, and I quote, "The lords of the lash are not only absolute masters of the blacks, but they are also the oracle and arbiters of non-slaveholding whites, whose freedom is merely nominal, and whose unparalleled illiteracy and degradation is purposely and fiendishly perpetuated." End of quote. Abraham Lincoln wasn't even saying that he wanted to end slavery until the, you know, fully a year and a half into the war. On August 22nd, 1862, he wrote, you know, for an op-ed for the New York Tribune, saying, "If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it." 1 month later, he issued the Emancipation Proclamation, and that's when he kind of officially went on record. But, you know, that was a year and a half into the Civil War. He was just trying to prevent the end of democracy in the United States. He was trying to prevent the South from taking over the North. The South, of course, declared war on the North. So here we are, excuse me, once again, where you've got white working class people all in an uproar about the intersection of race and economics. Why? Well, first off, Reagan gutted the American white middle class. It was 65% of white people when Reagan came into office were in the middle class, and they were there with a single paycheck. Today, it's 45% of white people in the middle class, and it requires two paychecks. So, you know, you've got a large chunk of the former white middle class that knows that they've been screwed. And even the white middle class knows that they've been screwed. So then comes along the Republican Party saying to them the exact same thing the lords of the lash were saying in the 1850s in the South, which is, this is all the fault of the black people. You got to pass a law against this. We got to stop critical race theory. We got to stop teaching black history. We got to stop all this woke stuff. We got to demonize and criminalize Black Lives Matter. But at its core, it's the exact same agenda as the Confederacy, the exact same game the Confederacy was running in the 1850s and early and 1840s. It really went on steroids in the 1850s because of all this white anger in the South over losing their jobs. And that is that all this stuff about black people is about distracting white people from the fact that they're being ripped off by white oligarchs who promote racist hatred to deflect anger from themselves. I mean, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is essentially doing the same thing John C. Calhoun did. Meanwhile, the rich have gotten fabulously richer. Several of America's billionaires are today richer than any person has ever been in history, richer than the pharaohs, richer than the ancient kings of Europe, rich enough to shoot themselves into outer space with their pocket change. And where did that money come from? Well, just like the planters, the plantation owners in the 1850s, it came from rigging the system. It came from 42 years in the modern era. I mean, back then it was slavery. Today in the modern era, it was 42 years of rigging the system with tax cuts, which have transferred $50 trillion out of the pockets of working class people into the money bins of the top 1%. And union busting policies, which have destroyed the labor movement. In the past 42 years, over 60,000 factories and 15 million good-paying union jobs have been shipped to Mexico and China, leaving working-class whites, among others, literally out in the cold. That's an explosive transition. And it's brought out oligarch-funded political demagogues to tell white working-class people that the problems are all caused by black people. And they're woke allies. I mean, this is the seditionist caucus, and I mean, they're quite serious about this. Marjorie Taylor Greene on December 10th, just, you know, 2 months ago, told a young Republican group in New York, and I quote, "I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized," and she's talking about that January 6th insurrection and effort to murder Vice President Pence, "if we had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, it would have been armed." Right. Pitting Americans against each other by race, by geography, or even by politics, while simultaneously invoking bloodshed. We would have been armed. As a justified outcome, this is as anti-American as it gets. This is why the 14th Amendment says no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, quack, 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 Who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. We've got members of Congress right now who are talking about giving the footage that Kevin McCarthy gave to Fox News to the defendants in the January 6th cases. That's giving aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. These people have been convicted of sedition. Well, the ones on trial haven't been convicted yet, but you get my point. Now, if the Republican Party was really about helping anybody, we'd know about it. But what do they have to offer the working class? Well, so far all we've heard is that they want to gut Social Security, Medicare, they want to maintain a $7.25 minimum wage, and end union rights. What do they offer women? You can go to jail if you get an abortion. What about climate change? They're still taking millions from the fossil fuel barons and denying it exists. Harmony between the races? No, they're doing everything. They're actually writing hate into law, like down in Florida. And our children? We're the only country in the world where more children are killed by bullets than any other cause. And what's their response to this crisis? They want to ban drag shows. This is absolutely nuts. We need to stop this and start taxing these billionaires and bring back labor rights for working class people.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We have been played. It's a 42-year play, just like it was a 25-year play leading up to the Civil War. And now they're calling for civil war. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20 plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing your home projects easy. They'll be there from your first repair to your first renovation project, and they'll still be there ready to help with the work you do before selling your home. In fact, back before we bought our new home, this was about 3 years ago, Louise and I had lots to do before selling our old house, and Angie was there for us from handy people to painting. Angie is a personal home expert, having served 150 million plus customers to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get anything you need for your home done right. Angie understands the difficulties that come with home projects, so they make tackling them easier from start to finish. Angie has project pricing available up front, so you know what to expect before the work is done. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com, Angie.com. So there is now an effort in Republican-controlled states all across the United States to essentially outlaw being trans. And yesterday or the day before, there was also a new survey. In fact, I was thinking of publishing an op-ed about this, but maybe I'll just rant about it. There was a new op-ed published that showed that about twice as many people among the millennial generation right now are coming out as queer, essentially, on the LGBTQ spectrum, as was the case 10 years ago. It's I don't have the numbers in front of me, so I'm not going to quote them, but it was about twice as many people. And all over Twitter, I was seeing all this hysteria about this. You know, this is the result of grooming and you know, this kind of thing. On the one hand, you got people saying that. On the other hand, you got people going, well, why would this be? Is it because of microplastics or something? Are people's hormones being, you know, and they're saying the same things about trans people. All of a sudden, there's trans people, and there never was trans people before. Well, I think the answer to this is really simple, and you don't need to go to weird science, or anything else. It's that once something is acceptable, the people who have always been that will come out and tell you. Right? I mean, you know, it's out of the closet. There are many trans people, the vast majority of trans people have known since they were little children what gender they were, and they've known that the gender that they are is not the gender that they were born with. Now, again, you know, like I said, there's people saying, oh, well, maybe this is plastics or something. I think it's always been this way. I think that's what Joan of Arc was. I think that's what Amelia Earhart was. I mean, women who were trapped in men's bodies, as it were, or men who were trapped in women's bodies, excuse me. You get my point. I think trans has always been with us, just like gay people have always been with us. Lesbians have always been with us. It's just that now, for the first time, literally for the first time in history, they have found an accepting place in society and in culture. But here we've got, you know, Matt Walsh, these right-wingers, right, has, quote, declared war. Well, that nice violent metaphor on the trans community. Candace Owens says trans people are demonic, that we should beat them with a cane. Charlie Kirk, the young Republican guy, he says that they should be dealt with by men like in the 50s and 60s. In other words, beat them up. Michael Knowles wants a complete ban on transgenderism. You've got state after state that is passing legislation. Over 400 anti-trans bills have been passed in state, have been presented to state legislatures just in the last 2 years. Banning drag, banning transition care. I mean, this is just terrible. Bigotry on display.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And why are they willing to generate the kind of hate that's going to, you know, bring about another Matthew Shepard, you know, torturing now trans people? For political gain.
You watch the news, be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artist just supporting artists in their own words.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 20. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 39. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 22. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
You don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sure. share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. One other topic I wanted to quickly bring up with you before I pick up your phone calls. This is very concerning. Mark Sumner wrote a great piece about it over at DailyKos.com titled FBI Agents Undermine Russia Investigation, Downplayed January 6th and Tried to Block the Mar-a-Lago Search. And sure enough, that's exactly what FBI agents did. Now, you know, we all know, or at least anybody who's been paying attention knows, there has been a long association between police agencies, and the FBI is a police agency, it's our federal police agency, between police agencies or members of police agencies and right-wing politics and authoritarian, you know, perspectives and even fascism. But now you've got this extraordinary report in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, talking about how the FBI literally FBI agents did not want to go down to Mar-a-Lago and investigate Donald Trump. They didn't want to do it. And they told the prosecutors, we don't want to do this. They got an argument. Or the prosecutor said, you know, this was in July of last year. The prosecutor said, you're going to have to do it anyway. They issued the search warrant and said, you've got no choice. The quote from the Washington Post, two senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted the plan as too combative and proposed instead to seek Trump's permission. Right. Some of the field agents wanted to shutter the criminal investigation altogether in early June. Why? Because Trump told them that he had already turned everything over. Oh, yeah, let's just always take Donald Trump's word for it. We're the FBI, right? This is unforgivable. I mean, this is so wrong. And think back to 2016. The New York Times, the front page of the New York Times, day after day after day, was about Hillary's emails. And then the head of the FBI, Jim Comey, goes on television and says, oh, yeah, we're looking at Hillary's emails again. Meanwhile, there was a story, a legitimate story, about Donald Trump's campaign's connection to Russia. His campaign manager, Paul Manafort, had taken $14 million from Oleg Deripaska, the Russian oligarch tied to Putin, in order to help overthrow the government of Ukraine and install Viktor Yanukovych as a Putin-friendly dictator. And he was successful. And then when they got kicked out of the country, Manafort came to the United States and ran Trump's campaign, number one. Number two, you had Donald Trump signing an agreement the week before the election with Putin's government to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. Number three, you had multiple meetings between people in the Trump campaign and people associated with the Trump campaign and Russian actors and Russian agents. The FBI was supposed to be investigating all these things, and apparently some did, but you know, that's not what the FBI leaked to the New York Times. What they leaked to the New York Times was about Hillary, which cost her the election. Now, why was that? Well, because the former chief of counterintelligence for the FBI, the head of the FBI's New York office for counterintelligence, Charles McGonigal, was on the payroll of the same oligarch who was paying Paul Manafort in 2016. Now, he might have gone on the payroll a little later. That's still a little uncertain. He hasn't had a trial yet, but it sure looks this way. And the guy who was the head of the FBI through all this, Christopher Wray, he's still there. Trump's appointee to the FBI. I think it's time for Democrats to seriously consider pushing Joe Biden to fire Chris Wray and put somebody in there who's actually going to clean up that agency. All righty, end of rant. You're picking up your calls. Brad in Elk Grove, Illinois, Elk Grove Villages, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's up?
I have a humorous thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to a national divorce of what I would consider to be the 21st century Confederacy, but I have a good acronym for it. I won't say the word, but I'll put it this way. We could call it the American Nationalist United States. And holy, because these people are exactly that.
I just put together the acronym, the American Nationalist United States. Yes, indeed. Okay, very good one, Brad. Thank you very much. I'll just leave it at that. Martin in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was going to pitch in about the whole homegrown terrorist issue.
Yeah.
And why I think it's starting to happen.
Go for it.
I think for what's been going on for a long time is, like you say, Reaganomics. And under Reaganomics, workers, you know, are getting stiffed. But because the far right is hearing these grievances, and what they're doing is they're co-opting those grievances with hate.
Right. So we didn't take your jobs away. It's those brown people from Mexico. It's those black people in the South. They took your jobs away.
And there's a thing about the far right that a lot of people don't talk about. It's that the reason they blame these people is they see these people as a symbol of progress. They are scared. They are so hell-bent on taking us to a time-long loss that never was. Yeah. And they will do anything to attain those means.
Yep. I agree.
The other thing about the far right is that it's more than a matter of political disagreement. The far right wants the groups they tell people to hate dead.
Some do, yeah.
I'm talking the far, far right that you hear, that the loudest voices in the room.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
And we're getting to a point now of instability that radicalization is picking up. So people are going to radicalize to the left. Some are going to radicalize to the right.
But there is really no radical left anymore. I mean, you've kind of got, you know, Chris Hedges and Noam Chomsky,
but there's some small pockets that are starting.
In the last 25 years, pockets. You know the number of people who have been killed by left-wing activists in the United States? 96% of all politically inspired murders in the United States in the last 2 days. Yeah, the number in the last 25 years of left-wing killers is zero.
And what I was getting to, though, is that when the fracture happens, the government is inevitably, unfortunately, going to side with the far right.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you exactly why. The reason the government is going to side with the far right, and the reason the oligarchs are going to side with the far right, is because the far right is not a threat to private property. They're not a threat to the people
correct.
Who are exploiting them. In
That's
fact,
correct.
They will shield the people who are exploiting them.
Yep. You're absolutely right.
And with political strategy, everybody says, well, you got to reach out to the moderates. You got to reach out on either side. I actually am going to go further, take a step further. I would say we need to reach out to people who are, you know, otherwise disenfranchised, or people who have completely removed themselves from the political discussion.
Right.
Not your moderates, because the moderates are a phantom group. They're very few and far between.
Yeah. Yeah. It's mostly people who claim to be moderates or claim to be in the middle, but, you know, they actually have an agenda. No, I completely agree with you. And this is why I think that, for example, down in Georgia, there are several groups, but, some of the voter registration programs that have been run down there have been so very, very successful. And we need those in every single state. We need grassroots voter registration groups to draw people into politics who have never before voted. And that's a good chunk of the population. That's like, you know, maybe a third of the American population.
Yeah, because when I plugged the numbers in and did the math, the percentage of people who voted for Donald Trump was about 25%, roughly.
Right. Yeah, of potentially eligible voters. Yeah, no, I totally get it. Martin, I need to move along, but you've made a whole bunch of really great points. Thank you so much for contributing the conversation. Sharon in Minneapolis. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I am a retired Army veteran. And when we first come into the Army, they show us this film. It has to do with the code of conduct and how you should behave if you are captured as a prisoner of war.
Mm-hmm.
And what the enemy side would do is they would start talking to a black guy and saying, well, why are you fighting for that country and for the whites when they treat you and they put you in slavery and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to the white guy and they bring up something about how black people are taking over this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the typical divide and conquer.
That's amazing that they're showing that to new to recruits in the military. It makes sense. I mean,
that has gone back since 1955.
Yeah, I figured it probably went back to World War II, but yeah, that's very good.
And I tell you, you know, even when Martin Luther King, he was down in Memphis, and he was getting ready to organize the, I believe it was the sanitation workers.
Yep, it was.
And the Poor People's March.
Yep.
Oh, that really set them off.
Yep.
Because there are more people that are poor than rich. So we can't get together and work among ourselves to get benefits and earnings that we deserve. So they go in there and divide and conquer.
Yeah.
Not with explosions, but with implosions.
Yep, I totally get it.
Thank you, that nature.
I totally get it. Sharon, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's fascinating. Linda in Zephyrilla, Florida. Am I saying that right?
No, Zephyr Hills, Florida.
Oh, Zephyr Hills, two words. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, got it, Linda. What's up?
Hey, it's just a small town outside of Tampa.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, I love your show, by the way. I just want to tell you this. I'm hitchhiking on what you were saying about transgender. Like you said, I've known ever since I was little. I didn't really come out and start living full-time like 20 years ago. I'm 62 now. It's been a wonderful experience. You know, I'm in military, don't ask, don't tell, blah, blah, blah. And then I went to, oh, by the way, from what I know about history, yeah, we've been around forever since the beginning of mankind. I think in the Middle Ages they called us eunuchs.
Yep. Well, I think in the Bible they refer to eunuchs, and I think what they're talking about are either trans people or gay people.
Exactly. And so, you know, you hit on it. Here's the thing. I remember when Trump was in his fourth year, I think. Jeff Sessions was, I believe, his first attorney general. And he initiated something that took, I don't know, 3 years before it got to the Supreme Court. And I remember I happened to be at home. I was watching TV. It was the next day after the Supreme Court was ruling on whether or not transgenders have a right to work. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know. I think no matter who you are, no matter what your beliefs are, I think when you're good with yourself, others are good with you.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
Yep.
And the ones that aren't, they're just haters. And there's always going to be a small percentage of that. I deal with them well, by the way. They don't bother me.
Good.
I feel for them, for hating us as much as they do.
Because you know who you are and you're okay with that.
You're okay, sure, you know. Sure.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to finish your thought, but...
Well, I was just saying, you know, when people come at me and try to, you know, call me a liberal as if it's a slur, I'm like, yeah, that's who I am. I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you really understand.
But I get it. You know, gender is much deeper than politics. It's you know, I stopped making that comparison in mid-sentence because I realized how superficial it was. But back to you, Linda.
So I remember being, I happened to be at home and I saw Trump and they were interviewing him the next day. By the way, that Supreme Court, this is before he packed the courts on the way out.
We just have 30 seconds, by the way.
I wonder, okay, anyways, the point is that I didn't know there were like 13 states that could deny my employment. I never ran into anyone that didn't want to hire me, that didn't want me, and appreciated the fact that I give them good work.
Yeah.
And get along with it.
And you're living in Florida. Are you concerned?
A little bit. And, you know, I was in the military. I haven't owned a gun in years. I thought it'd be a good idea to have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is some concerns. There are some concerns. But you know what I realize is politics don't dictate who we are. As much as they'd like it to do, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And final thought, Trump said that, hey, I guess the Supreme Court doesn't like me. It was unanimous. They all agreed that I had it based on the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
There you go. Linda, I'm sorry I had to move along. I've got a hard break here, but thank you so much for the call and sharing your story with us. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. It's 48 minutes past the hour. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like taking a call on a train or a bus on speaker for everyone to hear. You don't know who has access to your most private, sensitive information. Here's why I've been using ExpressVPN for almost a decade. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. And in the U.S., they can legally sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. You can thank Donald Trump for that. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. Works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/Tom. ExpressVPN.com/THOM. ExpressVPN.com/Tom. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Frank in Springfield, Ohio. Hey, Frank. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, Tom. You're a great man. Thank you for being so kind. Hey, but listen, I got two things I want to ask you, tell you real quick. I got a lot of kids in the service. I had four boys in the Army at the same time. One of them married a girl in the Air Force. Soon as they, a couple of them re-upped, you know, over Persian Gulf. Mm-hmm. When they were there, I mean, they did good. They came out, they got good things. But every time, good jobs, every time they would go out, with even with their wives, so we're black, they would get harassed by the police. And I got so upset, I called the police, told them about it. And my one son was a great athlete. And everybody knows him. And he says he's so upset with how these people treat these men, our young black men, when they go to the service, but when they come back, they treat them bad. And this is one man, Dan Abrams, talks about how bad these black people are when they harass police. And you know what I want to tell you? There's one thing. There's more black men being killed by police than any black people going around killing police. That's why our kids are so afraid of them.
Yeah, last year, police in the United States killed about 1,000 people, and about 24 police officers were killed in the line of duty.
Oh, but Dan Abrams thinks it's so bad. He said that's why police kill black people, because they're so mean.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch Dan Abrams.
I don't either. And I'm very upset about Chris Cuomo being a party to all that stuff. The last thing I want to let you know is more. They keep on saying how black people are lazy. More white people. How is a chairman of a union? More white people are on welfare than black people.
Oh, yeah, across the United States.
Yes, across the United States. Yeah. And more percentage of them per capita, when it comes to trouble in these states, get in trouble and get such a butt. Biggest percentage of people that they send to prison are black.
Yeah.
Now, why is that?
Yeah, if you're black, you're about twice as likely to get a worse sentence for the same crime as a white person. Yeah.
I just want to let you know, my kids went to the service, and their kids are in the service.
Yeah.
But when they went, they didn't go and say they had bad feet. And get their dad to get them out of it, but yet they go to the golf course and they play golf all day. Tom, the last thing I want to tell you, it's worse now than it was back 60 years ago for black people. It is.
60
years. Trump has made it so bad for black people. I just want to let you know that.
I'm so sorry to hear that, Frank. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? My kids went, and they served, and their kids are serving.
There you go. Well, good on them. Good on them, and good on you, Frank. Frank, thank you for sharing your perspective with us. It's much appreciated and very important people hear those kind of stories. Thank you. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of the break, Phil Edner is going to drop by with a live report from Ukraine. And then we'll pick up your phone calls. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dinobite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
We're so confident you'll see an improvement, we offer a 90-day money-back.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.